Insight August 2018 Site Support Rydale Newsletter. A word from the Chief Officer. Welcome to our Summer Insight Newsletter, and what a summer it's proving to be. This year must surely go down in memory as one of the warmest, along with 1976 and 1983. As a result, we've had some very successful outings where overcoats and umbrellas were not required. You can read about these later in the newsletter. We have been very busy in the first half of this year and have delivered 76 activities, including our in-touch meetings, music and movement sessions, IT support groups and other groups and outings. Nicole and I hope that you've enjoyed the varied selection of activities that we've provided as a response to your requests for new and exciting things to do. We are looking forward to starting our autumn-winter programme in September. Julie Atkinson. In Your Pocket is a portable device for blind and partially sighted people, brought to you by the RNIB, Real Thing and O2. Designed for reading the latest newspapers, magazines and books, In Your Pocket is easy to use and great for listening on the go. In Your Pocket features a Doro device with O2 connectivity and interactive speech software. With voice control, large buttons and a great speaker for quality sound, you can get reading right away without the need for a computer or downloads. You will always have access to the latest editions of newspapers and magazines wherever and whenever you want to listen. It also comes with a subscription to RNIB Newsagent, access to RNIB Talking Books, as well as podcasts, weather and local information. The reading package is just £22 per month for a contract term of 24 months or a one-off payment of £528. Within Your Pocket, just say, read me The Guardian or play me The Archers, and In Your Pocket will oblige. You can also access other information, for example, what's the weather like in York or asking, where am I, which will tell you your current location along with the nearest street intersection. RNIB Newsagent provides daily, weekly and monthly newspapers and magazines, and the RNIB Library gives you access to over 25,000 talking books. You can access podcasts from the BBC, RNIB and much more. To order, call the dedicated In Your Pocket helpline on 0333 727708 or email helpline@realsam.co.uk. Data protection changes. You have received this newsletter as you have given your details to us prior to the introduction of the General Data Protection Regulations 2018. We hope you find it useful and enjoy reading about our activities. However, if you no longer wish to receive our newsletter, please contact us on 01653 698 860. Holiday caravan hire. North Wales Accessible Holidays for the Blind and Visually Impaired is a registered charity. The organisation owns a 14-foot by 42-foot Beaumont six-berth static caravan located on the Lido Beach Holiday Park, Prestatyn, North Wales. The caravan is for the use of visually impaired people and their family and carers. It has ramp access and with other items of equipment such as a talking microwave, audio book reader and talking clocks. It is close to the beach with a beautiful sea view, retail park and railway station nearby. There is a fully fitted kitchen and an ensuite bathroom and shower. Rent starts at £200 per week in low season and £250 in high season. Contact 01492 517 823 for details. The criteria for booking a holiday is that one or more guests are registered blind or partially sighted. Google has announced it is developing an app which will help blind and visually impaired people become more independent. The web giant said it is working on an Android app called Lookout, which gives users auditory clues as they encounter objects, text and people around them. It is designed to be used on a lanyard round your neck or in your shirt pocket, with the camera pointing away from your body. After opening the app and selecting a mode, Lookout will process items of importance in your environment. and shares information it believes to be relevant, such as text from a recipe book, or the location of a toilet and an exit sign, a chair or a person nearby. Lookout delivers spoken notifications and is designed to be used with minimum interaction, allowing people to stay engaged with their activity. Lookout is the latest in a string of smartphone apps that have in recent years replaced expensive technologies. It follows in the footsteps of Microsoft's successful Seeing AI app, which is currently only available on Apple devices. Outlook operates in four modes based on the user's current activity: home, work, play, scan, and experimental. After selecting a mode, the user will be told about objects the app senses around them, such as the location of a sofa at home. The app's scan feature can also read text, such as a recipe or instructions, while its experimental mode allows users to try out features which are in development. The app doesn't require an internet connection to operate and uses artificial intelligence to learn what people are interested in hearing about. It is expected to be available in the Google Play Store later this year. Site Support Rydale member Greg Christie tells us about his life as an author, both sighted and blind. Lassie the Wonder Dog. That's what I did wonder. I wondered why nobody had ever told the story behind Lassie. But when I started pulling at the thread that would take me around the world, to two university degrees, even to Buckingham Palace, I didn't know it would take me 21 years to unravel and rebuild the life of a Yorkshire author, Eric Knight. Eric created the Lassie legend around his own canine companion. I could not have written his life without mine, my guide dog captain. A shaggy dog story. Judge for yourself. My book, Knight, is out now. Greg's book, Knight, Yorkshireman Storyteller Spy, is available in bookshops and online in both print and audio versions. If you need information about daily living aids or if you wish to order an item, please contact us in the office on 01653 698 860. We can order any item from the RNIB shop, and many of these are VAT exempt for those who have a sight impairment. Here are some examples of the items available. First, we have a modern table lamp with two slim independent shades with adjustable brightness. The flexible arm allows you to direct light where you need it, and each light head can be moved separately to form a straight bar, a V shape, or to sit parallel to each other. The price of this table lamp is £35.99, excluding VAT. Next, we have an ergonomic tin opener with a ratchet mechanism, elevating the knee to twist, making it easier for those with limited dexterity. The price of that is £10.40, excluding VAT. Finally, we have a red non-slip chopping board, which has three raised edges to prevent food from sliding off the board during preparation, while the non-slip ring on the base ensures that the board doesn't slide on your work surface. These are priced at £15.99, excluding VAT. Sight Support Rydale activities. Cycling. We have two more planned cycling sessions. The first on the Tuesday, the 18th of September, and the second on Thursday, the 11th of October. If you are interested in joining us, please contact the office. Music and movement. Our gentle exercise group is very popular. The group is held on alternate Tuesdays at Hallgarth Parish Hall, Pickering, from 2:30 till 4. It is a fun group where we have some exercise and then we finish with tea and cake. Places are still available, so if you would like to try, please let us know. Boccia. This activity will restart on Friday the 7th of September. It takes place every other week at Moulton Leisure Centre, Broughton Road, from 9:45 till 12 p.m. Technology Group. Technology Group meets on the third Wednesday each month at Norton Hive Library from 2 till 4 p.m. The next session is on the 19th of September. Site Village at Leeds. We have a limited number of places available for our visit to Site Village on Wednesday the 26th of September. Visitors are able to find out more about the latest technology, equipment and support services available to people who are blind or partially sighted. If you have a visual impairment, you may find a visit to the show very helpful. Other upcoming activities and events. On Thursday the 15th of November, we're organising a shopping trip to Monk's Cross and Vanguard in York. On Monday the 26th of November, we're visiting Castle Howard at Christmas. On Wednesday the 5th of December, it will be our annual Christmas lunch. On Monday the 10th of December, it will be our carol service. If you would like to join in on any of our activities and events, please call us in the office on 01653 698 860. Staff news. We look forward to welcoming a new member of staff to the site support Rydale on Tuesday the 4th of September. Susan Barth will be taking on the role of outreach and support assistant to raise awareness of our charity within the local community, support our activities and services, and volunteer coordination. Susan, who has 30 years' experience in the voluntary sector, will work 18 hours per week, usually Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Nicole and Julie know that you will give her a warm welcome to our site support family. Volunteering news. Our next volunteer coffee morning will be on Wednesday the 5th of September, 10 till 11:30 at Harrison's Bar in Moulton. As well as enjoying coffee and cake, this will be an excellent opportunity for us to share our plans with our volunteers for the autumn programme and to reflect on the delivery of our summer activities. We very much value our volunteers and all the feedback they provide. Volunteer profile. Cilla Heath has been a volunteer for Site Support Rydale for 2 years. Cilla has recently taken on the role of editing this newsletter, in addition to also helping one of our members, Greg, with administration and research work in his preparation for the publication of his first novel. Cilla and her husband retired back to her hometown of Helmsley in 2015 and have spent the past few years renovating her family home. Cilla is also a volunteer at the Helmsley Arts Centre and Helmsley Community Library, where she is a trustee and secretary to the Management Committee. Previously, Cilla worked as an administrator for the Royal College of Radiologists in central London, and she still goes back occasionally to help with exam invigilation. Cilla became a site support volunteer after seeing a vacancy for administrative help advertised on a volunteering website. When not doing voluntary work, Cilla likes to read, sew, garden in warmer weather, and enjoys travelling. If you would like to join our team of volunteers, please get in touch with us on 01653 698 860. We would particularly love to hear from you if you're interested in helping us with fundraising events and outings. Fundraising news. We held another very successful quiz night at the Sun Inn in Pickering on the 22nd of March. There were 14 teams who met the challenge of a mixed subject quiz and who once again gave very generously. We made the grand total of £215. On the 11th of May, we had a tombola and a bucket collection at Morrison's Supermarket in Moulton, which brought in £510. Norton Trinity Methodist Church generously chose Site Support Rydale to receive 50% of the proceeds of their annual summer fair, which took place on Saturday the 16th of June, which was £616, including donations taken on our stall. Whitby Talking News donated £1,700 to provide services to sight impaired people. On Tuesday the 24th of July, members and volunteers travelled to Scarborough to take on a ride on the newly commissioned Wet Wheels Yorkshire speedboat. The weather was perfect for a day at sea and the trip was a great success. All the members and some volunteers had the chance to steer as either a captain or a pirate, reaching speeds of 30 knots. We would like to thank the volunteers on board, Peter, Jill and Mark, for making it a day to remember. Future fundraising events. On Saturday the 6th of October, we're holding a bucket collection at the Pride of Moulton Awards ceremony in Moulton. On Sunday the 2nd of December, we'll be holding a fundraising stall at the Norton Hive Library as part of the Santa Run, which runs in the afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. We will also be holding a Christmas tombola at Morrison's Supermarket in Moulton on the 23rd of November from 10 a.m. in the morning. Volunteers are required for all these events, so if you can help us, please give us a call. Of course, Tombola prizes are always gratefully received. Site Support Rydale 100 Club. The purpose of the 100 Club is to raise funds to enable Site Support Rydale to offer social groups and activities to sight impaired people living in Rydale. It is also a great way for you, your family and friends to support us whilst having a bit of a flutter. Here is how it works. You complete and sign your 100 Club membership form, available from the Site Support Office, and pay £24 for 1 year. All participants must be over 16. This buys you one membership number, which we will allocate. Your number is entered into a monthly draw, and the draw will take place on the 28th of each month. If you win, a cheque will be posted to your home address, and the names of the winners will be posted on our website, announced at our in-touch meetings, and published in this newsletter. The prize money will be 50% of the membership fee for that month, split into first, second and third prizes. The remaining 50% goes to Site Support Rydale to fund our activities and outings. Join our 100 Club today and you could be our next winner. The Site Support Rydale office will be closed for Christmas from 4:30 on Thursday the 20th of December 2018 and reopen on 3rd of January at 9:30 a.m. The office opening hours are usually Monday to Friday 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Afternoons by appointment only. To make an appointment, please call the office on 01653 698 860. You can also find us at our website at www.sitesupportrydale.org. The site contains information about all the services we offer, as well as our latest news, activities and events.